Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do so, 855-993-7569, whenever works for you. Although, if you'd like to get in touch with me personally, i.e. talking with me, then doing it between noon and 3 is a great idea. We were talking before about the Darwin Awards, which are sort of tongue-in-cheek of people who suggest that evolution is not really a very effective way of looking at human behavior. I sort of feel that way, as I said, any time I get on or off a plane, because it's somehow in whatever, 75,000 years, we haven't learned how to, I guess it's not really that many, but maybe the last 10 or 15,000 years, we haven't actually learned how to move into the aisle, put your stuff in the overhead, and sit down. At any rate, I know it just I could not be a flight attendant. I would just be swearing at people, I'm afraid. All right, so there's this new story about University of Virginia, no UVA. So yeah, that's University of Virginia.
Yep.
Frat parties. Now, last year, Rolling Stones ran an article about the fact that a woman had said that she had been gang raped at a fraternity party, and she said that it happened in 2012, and the UVA did not respond very well, that she felt that the university had turned a blind eye. So apparently, once that came out, the article came out that said UVA was insensitive, which was November 2014. For the last couple of months, UVA has banned all parties on campus. They now, which is what, 2.5 months later,
mm-hmm.
have decided they're now going to have sober monitors at parties. And I'm not clear exactly what that means, because they said that you can't have kegs of beer or mixed drinks, which I guess means, what does that mean? You can have bottles or shots?
Yeah. Would somebody be able to bring in, because it says beer kegs, but it doesn't say, like, you know, Can somebody bring in like a six pack
of
whatever, type of thing. So,
it's a little unclear. But the idea being, I guess, that the parties would be alcohol-free. Do we think that's the assumption?
That's what it seems as though they're trying to go down that route. Yeah.
Which is an interesting notion. For me, that's perfectly fine. But I think that an awful lot of people associate colleges and fraternity and sorority parties with getting smashed.
Yeah.
I mean, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, the story says, the new rules say, quote, a minimum of three brothers, I'm assuming this would be in a fraternity. Minimum of three brothers must be sober and lucid at each fraternity function. Sober and lucid is defined as a brother acting without influence of any substance. And a section of the agreement entitled Eliminating Discomfort and Chaos allowed for a sober monitor to check the door at smaller parties.
All right, so a sober monitor is not a device. It's a human being, like your hall monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the idea being that there has to be three people. It's like a designated driver, except it's a designated monitor.
Yeah.
So they're going to pick the smallest, most insecure people they can. I mean, I don't think they're thinking this very clearly. Either they need to ban alcohol on campus, period, or they need to, I don't know, make people socially responsible. I don't know. And it turns out that interestingly enough, that the article about this woman apparently is now in dispute. Although it is not disputed that there is sexual harassment that goes on campuses, that the underreported crime on a lot of college campuses is date rape, that drinking is a problem. So, but I don't know that this is actually going to be the solution.
Yeah, well, let's see. It says Kent L. Gardner, the executive director of the Order of Omega, a fraternity and sorority leadership organization that has a chapter at the UVA campus, he says the new rules are a step in the right direction. Quote, will they stop every kind of bad behavior? Probably not, but these are the kinds of rules you put into place that help young people make better decisions and limit their bad decisions.
I don't know. Three monitors, and you know who they're going to pick.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to pick the captain of the football team. They're going to pick the three guys that everybody picks on in the fraternity to begin with.
Right.
Who are going to have no clout. And if you've ever tried to deal with, look, you don't even have to be a monitor. If you've ever tried to deal with somebody who's getting drunk or just say, look, you've had enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Gardner added that many of the rules are ideas that have been implemented at other schools throughout the country. He said he was also heartened by the fact that the guidelines would apply to all 700 social organizations on campus, not just fraternities and sororities. Frat parties can still serve beer, but only in unopened cans, according to the new rules. Mixed drinks are now forbidden. Wine is still allowed, but must be poured by one of the designated sober monitors. Wow.
I mean, this is not a workable system. I mean, it's really not. I mean, you could see it at the beginning. If they're really serious about it, then what they should do is that the monitors can, first of all, report anybody anonymously. That if there are any reports that that the sorority is, or the fraternity or whatever, the social group is either fined or shut down. I mean, if they're really serious about it, they need to get much more serious about it. In the same way that in many states, a bartender is held liable if somebody is was served what they felt was inebriated.
Yeah.
But a bartender's going to have a lot more clout than somebody in the fraternity. You know the only way to do it? You need to have somebody from another fraternity doing it. You need to have a monitor from outside. And what the fraternity should do is they should hire off-duty police officers. And then it makes some sense. So the fraternity has to pick up the price for it, that the monitors are adults who have no tie to the fraternity and have some clout.
Yeah, I just,
if they're really serious about it, this is a non-working system.
It just doesn't make sense to have, you know, they say the new rules say a minimum of three brothers must be sober and lucid at each fraternity function.
And who determines who's sober and lucid?
And how do you even trust that that's even going to be upheld? You know what I mean?
No, I mean, the whole thing.
Without an outside entity being involved.
Exactly. What they have to do is that they should have, and somebody's going to make a lot of money on this. Somebody's going to start like an off-duty police, because a lot of policemen, a lot of off-duty officers, moonlight and through security firms. And that's what they should do. They should have an off-campus security firm that hires people that the fraternity pays for, that have direct access to the police department or whatever, and can say no. Because otherwise, you can't have somebody in the fraternity, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Because you can't, I mean, you just can't trust them to be objective.
Not only are they not going to be objective, but somebody, you know, that the nerd, you know, the freshman nerd that the freshman pledge who says to the captain of the football team, you've had too much to drink, yeah, that's going to work.
Right, because, of course, the captain of the football team is certainly
outweighs
gonna listen
him,
to the...
Yeah, and outweighs him by 90 pounds, yeah, or the president of the fraternity. It has to be outside, an outside source.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so that's not workable. Good plan. And to add to the idea that human beings are not really evolving, I don't know, people are going to argue with me about this. Two men are trying to climb this to climb smooth. I think that's written wrong, but to climb 3,000 foot Yosemite wall without aid, this smooth face of Yosemite, which people have been. I mean, that's been a thing that people have climbed, but they usually use all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
that just seems to be kind of stupid. I do like the optic nerve repair. Mm-hmm. I do like that. I don't like the toilet plunging, so I guess I'll just stay away from my toilet. There we go. I mean, there are answers to all of this. I'm becoming my mother. My mother is the world's worst housekeeper. All right. So one of the things that we've been talking a lot about, the future and future technology and where you would go if you could do a time travel machine. So we decided to do sort of the opposite, right? If you could change one thing about your past, what would it be and why? So if you could change one thing about your past, what would it be? I'll give you a chance. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I'll
think about it.
I think you just started the theme music, so you didn't have to answer my question, you sneaky devil, you. All right, when we come back, we'll find out what Manny would change and what you would change. Good time to call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so the dealio here is Manny has to tell us if he could change one thing about his past, what he would change.
Do I have to?
No, but don't you want to?
No, I'm kind of joking. Well, I will say this.
this is gonna be good, folks.
well, 6.5 years ago, I got married actually, and
you know that?
Yeah, the marriage did not last long.
How long?
Oh, gosh, we separated about 8 months after we got married.
Wow. How long did you know each other before you got married?
We got married on the 3-year anniversary of our first date.
So you knew each other. Wow. What went wrong so quickly, do you know?
I just think we were really young. You know, I was 24 at the time. She was 21. I think it was just something that I think by the time we got into it, I think we just kind of realized that it just wasn't...
Are you still friends?
I haven't spoken to her in quite a while.
So not exactly.
No.
But no kids.
Yeah. No kids. The relationship itself didn't end great. So we're not exactly on like speaking terms, but there's no like hatred for each other or anything like that. So if there was one regret, I probably would have not gotten married, not just gone through that whole process of planning a wedding and going through that whole ceremony thing and, you know, that's probably just the one thing I would probably change.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't change the relationship, you know, or anything like that because it was a learning experience. But just the marriage part of it, actually getting married, I probably would definitely change that.
Yeah, mine is similar, and I'm not sure about it. You know, I was sort of debating. I was maybe going to finesse you, but you were brave, and so I figure it's not quite fair to finesse Manny. And say, okay, folks, let's go to the Facebook. And Manny would probably say, Joy. Mine was, I was involved with somebody like 20-some years ago, and it didn't end very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, go away. And he came back into my life promising that everything had changed. And I bought it, and it hadn't. And it took, you know, like 3 or 4 years to figure that out. Because at the beginning, you know, you get sort of, first of all, I got to tell you, the idea about being involved with somebody you were involved with a long time ago is just really appealing because you already, you know, you knew each other then. And so you have a past together. And I think that's very appealing and seductive in and of itself. And the idea that somebody has changed and has thought about you all that time, all of that is kind of catnip. But this was also a person who knows exactly those, you know, is smart enough to figure all that kind of stuff out. And there's a part of me that feels like, I just wish I had never done it again. And the part of me that thinks, well, you know, I mean, there was certainly, I mean, the first year was fine, sort of. But, I mean, so I don't know. But, you know, it's hard. You, like you say, you sort of know, you know, you sort of, I mean, and part of it is that you sort of learn something. So if you learn something, is it that tragic if it didn't turn out well? And so I don't know what the answer is. But yeah. All right, so let's, because, you know, it's sort of easy to say, well, I wish I hadn't. But you become the person you become because of the experiences that you've had, so.
Yeah, I think a lot of times you just look at everything as a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just learn what you need to learn from it. You take some positive out of even something that might have been a little bit negative, and you just move forward with it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and part of it is you figure if you can spend, what is it, $65,000 a year or something going to Harvard, that you can probably, you know, spend a little bit of your life learning things that you probably needed to learn. So
yeah.
All right, so let's hear what people on Facebook said.
All right. On Facebook, we asked some people if you could change one thing about your past.
Well, we asked everybody. It's just some people responded. So.
Right. Well, Josh says, I'm happy with where I am today, and my past got me here, so nothing really.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to agree with you. I tend to sort of feel like, you know, that as long as you learn something, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And then he adds, maybe that time I ordered soup instead of salad.
Aha! Aha. Now we find out, you know, we find out the true story here.
Aurora says, I would have gone to counseling back when I was 12 or 13. Unfortunately, I was raised by Christians that believed prayer could heal everything. I was just diagnosed with social anxiety disorder 2 years ago. Back when I was 38, my life would have been so different today if I had gotten the help I needed so long ago.
Yeah, but like you say, I mean, getting it now. And, you know, one of the nice things about, Manny and I were talking about it, one of the nice things about icky stuff happening is that it really does make you appreciate when good stuff happens. So what are you going to say?
Yeah. Let's see. Amy says, I had such a happy childhood, and like most kids, took it for granted. I'd like to go back and savor it more. That's an interesting perspective.
It is. And, you know, you can do that. You can sort of write about it. I think that's one of the reasons people do memoirs. You can look at photo albums. You can talk, especially to people, your parents hopefully are still alive, and if they're not, I mean, I think there are ways of doing that. And especially if you've got kids, it may be really sensible to sort of document part of that.
Yeah. This is a tough one. Sally says, I would have begged my brother to go to the hospital when he told me that over the previous week he fell 3 times for no reason. He passed the next day of pulmonary embolisms at 39. Yeah. This was almost 7 years ago. I would have not talked my dad into chemo in 97 for pancreatic cancer. I should have told him to play golf instead. I can't complain, though. Great dad and brother, wouldn't have changed them for anything.
Yeah, and, you know, I do feel some sympathy with that, except, you know, that people do what they're going to do. And it's not that I disagree that, you know, if we had different times that we might say different things, but you can hear. If nothing else, you can hear on this program every day that, you know, I'll say, well, you know, doing this. And you can hear people being very resistant to it. So, yeah, I mean, you might have said to your dad, you know, don't do this, or saying to your brother, do this, but that doesn't mean that they would have done it. So I think you can cut yourself a little bit of slack here.
Belinda says, I would have gotten to know my own self better so I wouldn't have had settled into bad relationships.
Well, not too late, Sugar Plum.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, but, you know, not too late.
Chris says, I wish I was self-confident then as I am now. I missed a lot of fun times because I was too worried about what other people thought. Comes with age, I guess.
You know, you just took the words right out of my mouth. That, you know, it's like if I knew then what I knew now. But, that's part of the process. And it's kind of like what Manny was talking about yesterday, that, you know, going, if you went to the future and either saw yourself there or didn't see yourself there, is that something you really want to know? And sometimes, I mean, I know people who don't want to know the sex of their unborn child. I mean, like, and then the other group of people say, well, if the technician knows, why don't I know? But, so, I mean, part of it is just what, you know, their personality, people want to know and people want to be surprised. I can surprise you either way, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And we're talking about what kinds of things you would undo. What kinds of things in your past you regret? What kinds of things you would change?
All right, and let's go on to Kim. Kim says, I was so shy as a kid because I thought I was so ugly. When I finally grew up, I realized that wasn't true at all.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, grown up, it's amazing how much we look back and sort of understand that. That's why adulthood is so cool, is that we can sort through what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Yay.
Yeah. Bonnie says, more education so I could have a better job. I qualified for student grants back then.
Well, I'm not sure that it's the end of the option to be able to do that.
Yeah, you can go to school just about,
anytime, any place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Candy says, I just found out I am not my father's biological child.
Whoa.
I'd like to know the details. Everyone is deceased from that generation. Good thing is now, instead of being an only child, I found a half-sister and new family members through DNA testing.
Well, good. But wow.
Yeah.
Start that again. Would you read that again?
Yeah. She says, I just found out I am not my father's biological child. And I'd like to know the details.
And is anybody, obviously your mom is the place to start.
Yeah. Well, she says everyone is deceased from that generation, so I'm not sure if that
Well, means. But she said, but didn't she say she found some other folk?
Yeah, she said, good thing is now, instead of being an only child, I found a half-sister and new family members through DNA testing.
All right, what I would do is start with your half-sister. I mean, the DNA testing, I mean, presumably, you would share either a mom in common, which presumably you don't, because if you'd known, moms, you know, tend to keep the kids around. So it's probably, your half-sister is probably the same dad that you have in a different mom. So you can find out who the dad was, and then I think what you assume is either a pregnancy that nobody knew about or a pregnancy that nobody was willing to talk about.
Yeah.
And if he's still alive. So, but, I mean, your half-sister is probably the clue here.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Tracy says, not marrying my second husband.
That was what she wished she'd changed, that she'd done differently.
Yes. Let's see. Dina says, I would have done more things like hiking, skiing, and traveling before I had my three kids. What did I do with what did I do with all my time in my 20s?
probably drank. Yeah.
Janet says, I would have gone to college longer and would have no student loans.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if you'd gone to college longer, you'd probably have more student loans, so it's one of those sort of trade-offs, right?
Yeah. Adeline says, I would have my children earlier and closer in age. They are 8 years apart.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but kids that are really close together, I mean, the American pattern, as you know, which you hear me sort of decry all the time, is 2 years apart, which is terrible for the kids. But the reason people do it is the mom, you know, you basically wean the kid somewhere before two. Usually, you wean the kid around a year or so, maybe a year and 3 months. Then you get pregnant. And because in most of human history, not modern times, because birth control is now accessible to, if not everybody on the planet, at least more people on the planet than it used to be, that as long as you were a nursing mom, people viewed yourself as not being able to get pregnant, which of course is not the case. But that was basically birth control, is as long as you were nursing a kid, you didn't get pregnant. And so kids got to be weaned around a year plus, especially in post-industrial society where moms were working. And so you stopped nursing, got pregnant, and the kids are born 2 years apart. And that happens over and over. The problem about that from a psychological standpoint is a two-year-old is making that first lurch toward independence. Mine. And so if the message that the two-year-old gets, if you're having another child, just as that kid is lurching toward independence, is if I'm not compliant, then mom and dad will switch to loving another child. So it sets up a terrible dilemma with a child feeling that they want on one hand be independent, which is part of their destiny, or that the only way to get attention from mom and dad is to be baby-like, which is why youngest children tend to be much more dependent than oldest children. So that 8 years apart, it's not terrible for the kids. It's harder on the parent. And as your children get older, I mean, the difference between being 8 years old and 16-year-olds old is a lot. The difference between being 38 and 46 isn't very much, and the older they get, the less it'll make a difference. So I hear what you're saying.
Yep. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda says she would change being a disrespectful brat to my parents when I was younger. I had bad friends, made bad choices, but I'm glad I'm on a better path.
And hopefully your parents are still alive and appreciate it. And what they will do is watch your kids and say, aha, payback.
Let's see. Karina says, I wouldn't have gotten married at 19, and now I'm stuck.
Because well, no, you're not.
She would be stuck.
No, you're not. But, yeah. I mean, you're as stuck as you choose to be. But I hear what you're saying. But, again, you have choices here. So there you go.
Yeah. Terry says, I would have went on your show earlier and not put up with the stuff in my life from my ex-wife. Thank you for opening my eyes. So you got a previous caller.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. All right, good.
Robbie says, I would have gone... Robbie says, I would have came out of the closet in my childhood rather than after high school. So many years of pretending.
Well, again, high school is, I think there's so many things that are unclear in our childhood about what colors we like, what music we like. And in retrospect, it may feel like you sort of always knew, and maybe you did. But I'm not sure coming out well before high school makes a whole lot of difference just because, I mean, maybe... You know, maybe your sophomore year as opposed to your senior year. But, I mean, you're talking about a year or two. I think the idea of coming out when you're in junior high school is nearly irrelevant. I mean, presumably you're not dating at that point. So, I hear. And certainly, you know, I was talking with a friend who was talking with a friend who's talking about getting married, and they're gay. And we talked about that I'd gone to the HBO... panel discussion of the people who made the case against Proposition 8, which was the anti-gay marriage in California, which was this really weird thing where California passed gay marriage and then Proposition 8, several months later, took it away. So you had these people who were married legally who are now not legally married. It was really a mess. And at the time that the documentary was finished, which I think was 2013, which is just basic, I think it was just about a year from when I saw it, because I saw it obviously last year, that there were something like, I think only six states at that moment had okay gay marriage, which meant that there were 42 or something like that. I think there was actually 39 who had not. And now it's almost exactly the reverse. I think we're up to something like 39 states or something that have okayed gay marriage.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's an incredible change, really a sea change in a very short period of time. So,
Sarah says, I would have never drank alcohol.
Well, you know, there is that, isn't there?
Crystal says, I would have transferred schools, talking about college, and spent more time with my mom before she died.
Yeah.
I know the course of my life would have been forever changed, but I would risk it for even one more day with her.
Yeah, I think there is that sense. And look, I think there's, obviously there's not a way in theory of doing that, but in practice of doing that. In theory, you could plant the notion in your head before you go to bed at night that I'd like to dream about mom tonight. You can go and visit her grave and kind of commune with her. You can go and you know, visualize her. It's, you know, I'm really one of those people who believes very strongly that the way that we keep people alive is to think about them and to love them. And as long as we're alive, that they are alive within us, and that it's not the same as being able to be hugged by somebody, but it's better than feeling that we are bereft of them. They have no more effect on our lives, because I think we can choose that. And dreams have always been one of those things where we've always felt historically and sort of as human beings that that's when people visited us. So it's certainly an age-old sort of notion of that's how we keep people alive.
Very interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Got a few more of those, too.
All right. Well, all right. Fair enough. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we're talking about things in your past that you would redo. And, you know, I mean, some of them are things that you can sort of still deal with just because, you know, you didn't do it then. I mean, and whether it means apologizing to your parents for being a thug, you know, which is, I mean, it's still doable in terms of wishing you spent more time in school. So go back to school.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to David. David says, I would have never gotten married. Too controlling.
Oh, well, maybe married somebody else.
Bill says, I would have never shared a house with my Sicilian in-laws, knowing what control my brother-in-law had over my wife. 25 years and we divorced. Kids are doing good, but life is not the same. Pretty interesting there.
Well, but 25 years, my goodness. I mean, you know, I can understand if it was like 15 minutes, but 25 years, there may be some other issues that you need to look at there, she said, batting her baby blue eyes.
Yeah. Just a couple more, just two more. Stephanie says, financially, I wouldn't have gotten into so much debt with student loans for a degree that I no longer want to use. Socially, I would have tried harder staying in touch with old friends. Being a 30-something-year-old mom with zero real friends is hard.
Well, so, listen, my dear, get in touch with some new friends. Do some volunteer activities. Join the PTA. Join an exercise group. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I mean, don't do that. It's certainly easier when you're in school because you have everything in common. But that doesn't mean, you know, friends are really important, and they add to not only our enjoyment of life, but longevity. So there you go.
And then last one here. Pablo says, it would have to be my marital status. Then I wouldn't be paying child support till I'm 65.
Why would you pay marriage support till you're 65? Just introduce her to somebody sexy. depending on the state, and it obviously does depend on the state, that you pay child support until kids are, you know, 18 or 21 or something. But alimony is much less common than it used to be. It just basically, it's very hard to find a state that still offers alimony.
Yeah. We actually have, I had to refresh the page here. We actually have a couple more.
We love refreshing.
That's right. Bruce says, my father passed away too early in an age when I was 22. We were somewhat estranged. He thought the Beatles were the downfall of Western civilization. And it was the 1970s. He thought I was a bum and always would be a bum. He did not live to see me married in 1976, graduate college, experience his two grandkids, and see me retire from 30 years with a Fortune 500 company. My real life regret is not being more close with him and him not seeing what my wife and I accomplished together.
Well, look, I think there are two ways of looking at that. Either part of what motivated you to be successful as a husband and as a father and as an employee or an employer is your dad's perception of you. And so maybe that was part of the engine that fueled your behavior. And look, either you believe that that souls sort of circulate around or you don't. And if you do, then you can believe that he knows. If you don't, you can believe that that part of who you became was part of his perception of you then. And if you go back and think about you and your children, and at some point you very likely despaired that one or more of your children, or if it's not a child, one of your cousins or a friend would ever amount to anything. And then you watch them and realize that even when you're despairing of their future, it doesn't mean you don't love them, and it doesn't mean you don't hope for them. And to a certain extent, some of that expressed despair is more trying to motivate them than anything else. So, you know, cut yourself a little slack. View yourself as a father and how you view your own kids and how they're, even when you're disappointed in them, you still love them. And remind yourself that your dad very well may have seen the potential in you, even though he was chagrined at the time. And it turns out that the Beatles were not the downfall. Elvis was the downfall. Never mind.
Let's go to Peg. Peg says, and this is actually the last one. Peg says, I wouldn't have gotten married at 17. Way too young. It looked appealing. I wanted out of my parents' house. College wasn't in my parents' plans, and I didn't get support on my plan. My plan was to be a secretary in New York City, so I took the easier route and accepted a marriage request.
Well, I mean, I got married very young as well, and there's a part of me that thinks, I mean, you know, that nobody gets married at the age I got married anymore. But, you know, you part of who you become is the, not only the success, the smart things that you did, but the stupid things that you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah. You know, and I think that the part of what we need, but it's an interesting exercise, and clearly you guys got into the spirit of it, of in the same way that I suggest that we use fantasies to deal with the discrepancy about who we are and who we want to become, that we use our chagrin about our past to understand, first of all, the strengths that we've acquired and how we would do things differently, and also perhaps understand the flexibility, or offer a bit more flexibility to our children when they're making decisions, of understanding that things that seemed really important at the time, or that your parents thought was a good idea, or that you thought were a good idea, may not have been. But sometimes the difference between a good decision and a bad decision just takes some time to figure out. And we probably learn more from our bad decisions than we do from our good decisions, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately. Which is why when I'm talking with parents, I suggest that they really trust their children to make decisions more readily than we tend to do, because we already know and we can see the perspective. But our decisions, even when they're right, are not going to be nearly as valuable to our kids as their decisions, even when they're wrong, because they'll learn from their mistakes. From our choices, if it works out well, they have no sense of accomplishment because it was our choice. If it turns out badly, they'll blame us, as opposed, even if they sabotaged it. So allowing your kids the flexibility of making their own mistakes, assuming that they're not life-threatening and that they're not so incredibly dangerous that the rest of their lives are going to be ruined. But most of the decisions that our kids made are not in that category, and those things that actually fall in that category are quite often, if not random, at least not really conscious decisions. So,
yeah, we just got one more that just came in. Too,
one more, just fresh off the internet.
And
okay.
I think it's a good one to end the show on, as we're getting ready to wrap up here. Susan says, "If I changed anything, I wouldn't be where I am today. I believe everything we have done influences where we are today. And although sure I wish I had more money and less debt, I wouldn't change a thing."
Get rid of your credit card, Sugar Plum. Pay everything in cash, really. If you have, there's a difference between giving somebody a piece of plastic and giving them a $20 bill. One is much easier and less responsible. And if you write everything down or write a check for it, you'll find that you're much less prone to debt. Folks, think of all the things you've learned. Think about the person you've become. If you need more help with it, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.